Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And we are headed to out to the east. I'm kind of excited about this. Heading out to Massachusetts today. Learn about a unique ministry there that serves the community. Wollaston Lutheran Church saw a need to serve in their community. And we're going to learn more about that today. So Pastor Steve Law serves at Wollaston Lutheran Church in Quincy, Massachusetts. Pastor Law, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Good to have some time with you this morning. Learn about your church and your community. Tell us a little bit about the community of Quincy, Massachusetts. What's unique about it?
Well, Quincy is quite a unique place. We have three presidents actually come out from Quincy, John Quincy Adam, and many people may overlook. Actually, John Hancock is from Quincy as well. Also, we are the second largest Asian population in Massachusetts. The first one will obviously be the city of Boston, and will be the second one. The population is about 93,000, and the white population is 67%, and the Asian population is 24. And out of that 64%, 67% are Chinese. So whenever you walk on the street in Quincy, the chances are you will see a lot of Chinese walking around the streets, and it's basically what they call is the second Chinatown in Massachusetts.
So how has Wollaston Lutheran Church taken advantage of this, and how has the church decided to meet the needs of this community, and what are some of those needs?
Some of the needs are, I think, at the very beginning in 1986, our previous pastor, also the pastor emeritus now, Pastor Elder Wismer Jr., he see the trend of the incoming refugee and immigrants into the city of Quincy, and he put together a committee with the church member and also the leaders, the community leaders in the area, and put together a committee of immigrant and refugees to try to find a way to better serve the growing Asian community. And then a couple of years later, as he continued to see the trend of more Chinese population coming into the city of Quincy, the Wollaston Lutheran Church decided to call a pastor from Hong Kong in 1989. To come to Quincy, Massachusetts, to begin a Chinese ministry to better serve the Chinese community.
And what did that Chinese ministry look like in its early days?
In early days, when Pastor Richard Law first come here, he sort of start the Bible study and a citizenship class and also English class for those who are newly immigrants and refugees in the area. And then after a year or so, he started a Chinese service, and that is 1990, essentially the month was in May. And it was first started, it was about 20 to 30-some members, and right now we have around 80 to 90 members of our church for the Chinese ministry.
Wow, a Chinese Lutheran ministry. What does that look like today? What is a Chinese Lutheran church service look and sound like today?
Right now we have, for the Wollaston Lutheran Church, we're running two services. We have English service in early morning, 8:45, and the Chinese service is 11:15. We have services, it's more like what we call the blend service. We have contemporary music, and we also have the traditional liturgy that we will use. And outside of the Sunday service, we have Sunday school, and we have different fellowship for different age group. We have movie nights for the young kids. We have a lot of outreach, and we also participate in a lot of community activities. For example, this coming Sunday, which is February 11th, Quincy will have our annual Chinese New Year Festival in one of our high schools in City, and our church will be setting up a booth there to get to know our community, get to know our residents, and also use that way to tell people about God and to also use our smile and use our love to show that, you know, we are there for them.
As the Chinese ministry began to grow and to flourish at Wollaston, I understand that out of that grew also another way of serving the community, as these residents, the refugees continue to be important parts of the community. They continue to age in their years as well. How have you learn to meet those needs as well?
When we see the needs of the people are aging, we see the need to provide the need that they may find useful. So we establish Wollaston Senior Center, and we use the basement of our church as the gathering location. And that started in 1994. And that runs every morning from 9 to 12. Monday to Friday, and that have a lot of activities in there. They have exercise classes, ESL classes, and we have Chinese nutrition meals every Wednesday, and sometimes more. And when we have more funding, we have healthcare seminars, and we also have social services where we can help the elderly to read the letters that they receive at home, because some of them are unable to read English in an efficient way. And we also provide them field trips where they can get out of Quincy for some of the trips with their friends. We also have games for them to play with. Also, we bring in some medical staff in for blood pressure testing. And we also, like what we do usually at church, we participate in festive celebration and parties.
What has the reaction of the senior community at this, or with these programs, what has the reaction been from these seniors? Are they really enjoying and appreciating what you're able to provide for them?
Oh, yes. Right now, our senior center had about 1,054 members. And on a daily basis, we have 40 members joining us. And one of the unique thing about our center is we don't usually lock the place up, because for safety, some of the senior center will lock the place up once they get dropped off. But ours is more like a community center, and which give them a lot of freedom to do whatever they would like to do, and also give them freedom to say what time they want to come in and what time they want to come out. That kind of give them a really cozy community where they can get together, a safe location for them to get together, and also in a way for them to learn things that they would like to learn that they're unable to do when they're at home.
Pastor Law, who have you met through this outreach to the community, the Wollaston Senior Center?
I have met a couple of members. Actually, as we are talking right now, the senior program is running right downstairs, so I can hear them laughing and talking and everything. And every once in a while, I would go down and talk to them and see how they're doing. In particular, there are a couple of members that eventually become the member of our church. We were able to invite them to come to our church services, some of our special activities, and we were able to tell them the gospel. And the number of them actually become the baptized member of our church and attend our worship service regularly.
What is the religious or spiritual background of many of the people that come to Quincy from Asian countries?
I would say the majority will be Buddhist. Some of them will be atheists. Only a small number of them are Christian.
So,
and I must say, the majority of them who come to the Wollaston Senior Center, most of them are not Christian.
But yet, through the Senior Center and your connection, the congregation's connection to the community through the Senior Center, you've been able to share the gospel with them.
Yes, that is correct.
How is the congregation as a whole behind this or a part of this outreach to the community?
We have staff that work with us in the Senior Center. They're also the members of our church. So whenever we try to plan programs, we keep our mission in mind that this is the Wollaston Senior Center is serving us as a platform where we can bring the gospel to them. And so every time when we have activities at the church, actually the Senior Center will be first to know because they're right downstairs. So we put a poster everywhere, we talk to them, we invite them to come to our activities. So that's one of the ways that we're trying to invite them to join us, and also opening the doors to the gospel to everyone who are members of the Wollaston Senior Center.
What would you say has been most challenging about serving your community or reaching out to your community?
I think one of the most difficult, I would say there are two things that are difficult that we are looking at right now. The one of them will be the diversity just within the Chinese community. Within the Chinese community, we're talking about different dialects, a different culture. So I may be able to speak one or two dialects, but when it comes to certain members of the Senior Center and they speak another dialect that I cannot speak, then I won't be able to communicate as much as I wanted to. And another thing that that is make it difficult for us to do as much as we want is their culture, because with different dialect also come with different culture as well, and different the way of thinking, how things are supposed to be, and also their family background. So that is a little difficult. And another major difficulty that we are facing now is finding fundings to expand our program. Throughout the years, the Senior Center has been running for 23 years now, and we see a lot of needs, and we also see a lot of opportunities. And one of the things that is holding us back is funding. Throughout the 23 years, there are a lot more organizations in the Quincy area also see the need of supporting Asian community. So there are a lot more organizations being established all the time, and they're all going for the same grants. So they make it really hard for us to get the grant that we should take as well.
What's the next big thing with Wollaston Senior Center and Wollaston Lutheran Church in Quincy, Massachusetts?
I think the next big thing is we're trying to increase the program that we have on a weekly basis to make it more fruitful for them as they come in, that they feel like they are getting a lot more love and care in our community in the basement of a Wollaston Lutheran Church. And also we want to add more Christian value into the Wollaston Senior Center in a subtle way, so that we can invite them so that they don't feel too intrusive about the religious message being the location at the basement of the church. But at the same time, we want to figure out a creative way for them to see the love of Christ as they come to our Senior Center.
Our guest today, the Reverend Steve Law at Wollaston Lutheran Church and Wollaston Senior Center, Quincy, Massachusetts. Pastor Law, thanks so much for sharing your story with us on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
That does it for the Coffee Hour today. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concord. Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.